Hello, it's the 6th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The first quarter of 2023 ended in March with home prices in Bedford rising by almost 2% from the previous month, according to Land Registry data. The figures deviate from many other areas in the east of England, which shows a decrease in residential values of 2%, with a 1% decline across the rest of the country. The highest house prices in the east of England were found in St Albans, with a median price range of £680,000. The average property price in Bedford now almost £360,000, rising by £26,000 in the last year alone. E-scooter accidents have increased across Bedfordshire, according to the Department of Transport. 28 casualties were documented last year, up from 17 the previous year. Bedford Borough councillors, along with area MPs, are united in opposing a proposed change by Transport for London that would eliminate the rail option for day travel card from Bedford. Currently, the card provides the trip to the British capital as well as movement within London Zones 1 through 9 by train, underground or bus. Under the new recommendations, Bedford residents would be forced to take on the extra expense to purchase this service within London separately. The council have urged TfL to rethink its position on the issue. On the 10th of June, players of American football from the London Blitz team will be promoting both the new Luton Airport Express and Luton Direct Air Rail Transit options. All passengers using the service from St Pancras Station in London will be assisted with their luggage by a member of the team, free of charge. That is all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.